You're listening to the audio production of The Faith of Dolly Parton, Lessons from Her Life to Lift Your Heart, by Dudley Delfs. Published by Zondervan and read by Webb Wilder, with the introduction read by the author.
Introduction: The Butterfly Effect. I always ask God to work through me and let me be a light of some kind and help in this world. So I always pray for that, and I always want to do good. Dolly Parton. I love Dolly Parton. I grew up with her, really. Dolly graduated from Sevier County High School the year I was born, which technically makes her old enough to be my mother. But to me, she seemed more like an extended relative, a favorite aunt or beloved cousin. While I'd have loved for her to be my godmother, like she was for Miley Cyrus's character in Hannah Montana, Dolly hovered at the edges of my life, part muse, urging me to dream more, and part guardian angel, pulling me back to my roots. As a boy growing up in small-town Tennessee, I spent many evenings sprawled on the pea-green carpet of our family room, watching Dolly on the Porter Wagner Show, my daddy's favorite. Later, as a young man, I prepared to propose to my wife beneath the watchful gaze of Dolly's bronze statue in front of the courthouse in Sevierville, Tennessee. And as a young father, we took our three small children on vacation to Dollywood. I've never met Dolly in person and have only seen her perform live a couple of times. But like the University of Tennessee, the Smoky Mountains, Biscuits and Gravy, the works of Flannery O'Connor, and the lonesome sound of the night train echoing from beyond the pasture on the farm where I grew up, Dolly Parton is woven into the fabric of my life. And it's not just her music that has shaped who I am, it's her Christian faith. When I talk about the spiritual role models in my